news.
Very good. At 8:09, we mentioned earlier this morning, we're going to be joined by a special guest. Mr. Shane Kronberg, who hasn't visited us in studio for a while, is joining us, local musician. Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. We always like to feature local artists. We had Red Higgins in here, I think, a couple of months ago. Playing, singing a little bit for us and talking about his music ventures. So you have been busy putting together some new music that was just released, right?
Yep, I just released an album last Friday.
Okay, all right. So tell us a little bit about what goes into that, an artist putting together a new album. How long does it take to put together something like that for you?
Well, I recorded it in about, I think it was 2 weekends I spent on it.
Okay.
And then I sent it over to my brother Cody, and he did all the mastering and stuff. And that took a while of sending back and forth. Does this sound good? Does this sound good?
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
So how does the material preparation go for that? Is that something you just accumulate over time? Do you sit down and just have a hardcore writing song session? Are you covering other songs, or what was the process for this one?
Well, honestly, I actually wrote this right after I graduated high school.
Oh, really?
Yep. And
well, you're still pretty young, so that's not too long ago.
Well, about 6 years. I wrote every song on the album right after high school. And yeah, just the songs kind of just came to me. So
yeah, so these are songs that you had on paper for a while, that you had in your mind or on paper, one of the two, right?
I had it on paper. I also had it on my old Bandcamp website, and I just re-recorded it, and yeah, it sounds a lot better than the old recordings for sure.
Yeah, so you go through and you kind of tweak it or whatever. Whatever it may be, that's got to be a lot of fun to kind of, you're kind of delving into your past a little bit there and grabbing some music. That's got to be fun.
Yeah, going into the past and kind of revising it, but also almost recreating it as well. So that's been really fun as well with this process.
So you talk about you recorded it and then your brother did the final mixing and stuff like that. So that's not an easy process, is it? I mean, that takes a lot of talent to do that.
Yeah, Cody's definitely smart when it comes to mixing. Yeah, he tells me over the phone what he did. He added this, he added that, and feels like he's speaking Spanish sometimes. So
yeah, so when you're recording, and where do you typically record?
Right in my two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, I got a little studio or a little setup in there to do it there.
Yeah, I actually have my own like studio room. I got
nice.
One is the bedroom, one is the music room. So it's been nice.
yeah, nice. So you're recording, and he mixes it. And how many? They still call it an album. See, I get a little confused because I'm old school, where I was actually spinning records on the air. So when someone says I have a new album, I'm like, well, where's the vinyl? But we still technically call them albums for some reason, don't we?
Yes, we do.
It's a compilation of songs.
Yeah.
So how many are there on the new album for you, Shane?
There is 7 on this album. The last one had 6. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And the title of it is?
The New Generation.
The New Generation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, finding music, of course, we're going to talk about that in just a little bit because it's so different now than it used to be. Again, I'm old school. Go down to the record store and buy it. Now, there's a lot of different places people can buy the music and support you, right?
Yep. Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, Amazon Music, I think even Pandora. You can listen to it there. So.
Yeah, and they can just search Shane Kronberger, and the albums and the music list will come up there. And every time they play it, you get like 1/1000th of a penny, right, or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe it'll grow to be more than that, but we all know how that all works. So we're gonna play one of the cuts off of the album that people can find on YouTube. So tell us about the song that we're playing here.
Oh boy, heavily influenced by the band Green Day. It's a very high energy song. I was pretty proud of this song for sure. It's one of my favorite ones off the album.
All right. So the song is actually called
Right Next to You.
Right Next to You, Shane Kronberger. We're playing this right off of YouTube. You can find it on there. So let's listen in, local musician Shane Kronberger.
We'll be right back.
girl, she's a full-time rock singer. I wanna talk to her, but she's a total stranger. She takes the heat but keeps a smile on her face. She gets on stage and sings, and attracts a whole damn place. She takes a break and buys a drink. I walk up to her and sing. Oh girl, you make me wanna sing, make my ears ring. You make me fall in love with you. Oh girl, I wanna take your hand, you make me wanna stand right next.
Shane Kronberger joining us off of the new generation, new CD that Shane has out. And Shane, you were, I remember when the very first time that we did an interview with you, you were heavily influenced at a young age by the Beatles, right?
Yes.
And still, do you still find your music influenced by that? Or is it something that you moved away from? Obviously you still have a love for them, but talk about how that influence still affects you, I guess, today.
Honestly, I still listen to the Beatles to this day. They're still my favorite band. I feel like they'll always be my favorite band. So, yeah. But I've been listening to a lot of Green Day as of recently and, you know, stuff like that. But I still listen to a lot of the Beatles and some blues stuff for sure.
So. Yeah. And groups like the Beatles and the Beach Boys and there's others are kind of lost in a, I don't want to say maybe a generation gap right now where you just don't hear them on the radio very much. Yeah. I don't hear them on, obviously people can go on the Spotify's and stuff and listen to it, but
yeah.
When you talk to the younger generation about the Beatles and Beach Boys, usually the phrase I get is, oh, I've heard of them. And I'm just like, well, that's insulting to me that you've just heard of them. But I think that's kind of the way it goes. It'll roll back around here, I think, that appreciation for that music.
Well, I think younger people are still enjoying the Beatles, at least. I feel like they like kind of like their style and stuff. I mean, not even just their music, just the way they dress and stuff. I feel like people really like that still, at least on social media, so...
Yeah, and that that hype of the Beatles back then is copied into a lot of artists.
that pop
the Beatles type popularity, I guess, you know, with the Taylor Swifts and the Beyoncés and the stuff like that, where they can't go anywhere, they can't do anything, because people are just all over that. So tell us a little bit about some of the other songs that people can find on the New Generation album. What they can expect when they go in and listen there.
Sure. So I, like I mentioned, I wrote every single song. The last album, I had my friend Matt help me with a couple of the songs, but this one I wrote every single one. This album is heavily influenced by, kind of like the pop rock stuff. And, there is one country song in it, which I kind of found funny. It just, me, it doesn't really fit in the album.
How did that decision come, or what influenced that, a country song in there?
I don't know. Honestly, I think the lick of the country song just came to me, and I said, well, I need another song on this album. I'm just going to put this in there.
What's a country one called?
It's called Train to Texas.
Train to Texas.
Yes.
All right. So they can find that on YouTube and all the places too?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Train to Texas. So country music fans, Train to Texas, Shane Kronberger, check it out.
Yep.
And the rest of them too. So what's the best place for those who may be a bit challenged on the internet and the Spotify's and stuff? Mm-hmm. People want to go in and listen to maybe the whole thing, the whole album, or what's the best way to do that?
Honestly, the best way is just to go onto Spotify or YouTube and just search for my name, and both the albums will be there that I have released, Memories for the Road and The New Generation. And what's nice about Spotify is you can just hit play and it'll play the entire album.
Put your ear pods in or whatever and listen to it. So Shane Kronberger, that's Kronberg, for those of you who haven't been around for a while. For those of you from Park Falls, we know how to spell Kronberger, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Very popular name up here. So check it out. It's a great way for you to appreciate Shane's music and support his ventures, too, by listening online. And you're taking a little breather here, aren't you? You put a lot of time and effort. You're busy this summer, put together the album. And sometimes musicians just need to say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I just need to just relax a little bit. And that's what you're doing now, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm still recording, so... Yeah, at least I'm still doing music. I'm just not really playing out right now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to have a break. Well, absolutely. Shane, we appreciate you coming in today. We always like to track the stories of our local musicians here, and I'm sure you'll be back on the scene as we get after the first of the year, and the next summer you'll be back out playing again. People appreciate hearing you at our establishments and stuff. So go on YouTube, go on Spotify, Shane Kronberger, and give it a listen. The New Generation is the album. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate Shane Kronberger joining us here on the 98Q Morning Show.